Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and it's a special week for us as we salute veterans leading up to Veterans Day on Saturday. All this week, Kelly Frank from the Towsbury Middle School has 7th graders who are essay winners with us. And Kelly, so far we've had 3 wonderful interviews and essays.
So far, so good. Yeah. And today, listeners, I think you will love our next reader, Elise Klinger.
Elise, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Are you ready?
Yes.
Elise, give us your essay.
Hello, WKJC listeners. My name is Elise Klinger, and I'm a 7th grader at Taos Middle School. It is my honor to tell you the story of a hometown hero. My grade interviewed 9 patriots, and all their stories blew my mind. But the one that caught my attention was Mr. O'Pair's story. Hold on tight, Michigan, because I'm going to take you on a heroic adventure. First, I'm going to discuss Mr. O'Pair's astonishing job. When he enlisted into the Air Force, he started basic training. After that, he went to tech school to become a strong aircraft mechanic. His base was in Delaware. Other aircraft mechanics were deployed to other places, but he was so great at his job, he stayed to become an instructor. Mr. O'Pair ended up working on the C-5 Galaxy, the biggest plane at the time. He told us that it was longer than the Wright brothers' first flight. Now that's amazing. It also had 100 miles of wiring, and an 8-lane bowling alley could fit inside. I think that is so cool, and that's how you know he worked hard and cared for his country. Next, I'm going to talk about the adventurous travels of Mr. O'Pair. You know how I told you about the C-5 Galaxy, the biggest plane at the time? Well, Mr. O'Pair traveled all around the world in that plane. He went to many countries like Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Egypt, Greenland, and Iceland. Mr. O'Pair also traveled in a flying gas station. If a plane was flying in the air and needed gas, his plane flew next to the other plane and filled it up. Can you even imagine the amazing life he had? When I asked Mr. O'Pair about his most memorable moment, he told me that he loved all his years. That's why he stuck out to me. He loved serving for America. His best moment was when he received the SAC Award, which means Strategic Air Command. Mr. O'Pair won that award out of 80,000 people. I bet he felt a feeling of accomplishment. Well, WKJC listeners, what did you think about Mr. O'Pair's story? I hope it blew your mind like it did mine. Thanks to Mr. O'Pair and all the other courageous U.S. veterans in the United States and all around the world. I hope everyone has a great Veterans Day.
All right. Elise, nice job. Now, was it tough for you to pick one of the 9 to write about?
Yeah, it was very tough.
I'll bet. Well, I know Dave O'Pair, nice guy, and you picked a winner, okay? Thank you, Elise.
Thank you.
All right. They're all winners. Exactly. Kelly, how many years have you been doing this now? We've been together on this for many, many years.
At least 20 years.
Yeah, I thought so. It's kind of in different ways and different forms, but they really do learn a lot, and they really do know how to share their thoughts.
And I agree. And if I could ask veterans that maybe were not included in this 9 program, the Veterans Project, to talk to their kids and grandkids about their experience. Kids don't need to ask invasive questions, but just, what was your job? Where did you travel? They'll hear some great stuff.
I like that. Well, Kelly, we've got 3 more to go before we wrap up the week, and we'll look forward to those essays as we spend the week saluting local veterans with the Taos Area Middle School. And again, you can hear all the interviews as they're done on our website, the podcast at WKJC.com.